Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock, got your host James behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa and Beth, and we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about over there?
Doing good. What does the beginning of our week look like, Paul?
Yeah, still looking at a little quieter patch of weather here for the first 2 days of it anyway, and then we get into some rain that starts to build in midweek and more rain through the latter half of the week to continue for the area. So still on the way to sunny skies out there for us throughout today here anyway, with a high about 46, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15. 29, partly cloudy tonight, and then 51 for Tuesday with sunny breaks and some clouds rolling in Tuesday night. Rain showers build on our way, about 41 for the low. More showers on Wednesday and Thursday, 62 on Wednesday, 57 Wednesday night. Showers on Thursday, mid-60s at that point, 38 Thursday night. Rain showers Friday, maybe becoming mixed with snow later in the day, highs about 42. Snow showers Friday night. And a cold, quiet weekend here for us, looking ahead, some low 30s to kick it off Saturday. I'm your meteorologist, Paul Frombly.
We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks a lot for the time. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center there, even when they bring up the word snow.
I was going to say he used the S word.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Paul, a little late joining us today, so I wasn't didn't look like he was going to be with us, so that's why I played the weather there. We had a little dueling weathers going on there.
But yeah.
Did you notice right on point, though, both of their forecasts? Very right neck and neck. That was pretty good. They're good over there. I'm telling you, the best in the business, the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate our friends over there. We're going to get some entertainment news right now in a little bit, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And, of course, keep on listening for the WFHR Quality Foods Turkey Giveaway Trivia.
Yes.
I'm going to play some trivia a little bit later. And if you get the question right, you will be our instant qualifier and our first qualifier to win this beautiful 18-pound turkey.
All right. Awesome.
Over the weekend, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions took place on Saturday. And Dolly Parton was formally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday. As usual, she was adorable. After accepting the honor, she said, quote, "I guess I'm a rock star now, y'all."
I love it.
She also addressed her decision to remove herself from the nomination process, only to gracefully accept it when the hall would not take no for an answer. And they did. I don't think people realized how seriously they meant this and how important they thought it was that she belonged into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If she decided to try to pull her name from this, they were still going to do it, even if she didn't go to the ceremony.
Wow.
I think that is really unique. I think that's very cool. And I don't think I can't think of another artist they've ever done that. Like even the first class of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, I don't think that they really did that kind of thing with. So, quote, "A lot of you knew that back when they said they were going to put me in, I didn't feel like I had done enough to deserve that. I didn't understand at the time that it's about more than that, but I'm honored and so proud to be here tonight." As promised, she wrote a new song for the night. It's called Rockin', and she performed it while wearing a leather outfit.
Good for her.
You don't need me to tell you this. She looked amazing.
Of course she did.
She looks amazing. Looked incredible. She helped close the show with a performance of Jolene, and she was joined by several stars, including Pink, Brandi Carlile, Sheryl Crow, Annie Lennox, Pat Benatar, and Rob Helford from Judas Priest. One of these things, not like the other.
Yeah.
Threw that one in there. I don't mean this in a bad way. I don't know much about Rob Helford, but was he, like, did he just kind of, like, jump into this? Was this planned that he'd be a part of it? Because it just seems kind of funny he'd be a part of it. I have no problem with him doing that, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of
yeah.
And just a wonderful ceremony that took place. Now there are some other highlights that took away from this. I do love the fact that Dolly Parton pretty much made this her own.
Yeah,
and you know, just kind of owned the night. Like there was there was huge stars there Saturday night, and everybody came away still talking about Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
The new Hall of Famers are Duran Duran, Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, Eurythmics, Lionel Richie, Judas Priest, Carly Simon. So Judas Priest and the Eurythmics getting in, maybe that's why Annie Lennox and Rob Helford was there.
Yeah.
Let's see. And two so-called controversial nominees in Dolly Parton and Eminem. Dolly, if you're against her being in the Rocco Hall of Fame, then you're against the pictures and videos that are flooding the internet of her sharing a microphone with Judas Priest singer Rob Halford or many of the other things that she's done. Rob was part of the All-Star Jolene debate or kind of show or song that also. And so as for an Eminem, he admitted, quote, I'm probably not supposed to actually be here tonight for a couple of reasons. One being because he's a rapper and the other being the overdose that almost killed him. But he provided proved his chops by jamming with Steven Tyler and Aerosmith, as well as Ed Sheeran. Duran Duran was down one member. Wonderful guitarist Andy Taylor skipped the ceremony because he's battling stage 4 prostate cancer. Ooh. Wish him the greatest in recovery with that. Simon Le Bon read a letter from Taylor in which he thanked, quote, the greatest fans a group could have for the honor. Robert Downey Jr. inducted Duran Duran and said that when they played at his 50th birthday party, quote, the wife of this prominent director tore off her bra and threw it on stage. And completely embarrassed him, which he was very proud of, by the way. Also, Lionel Richie went home with more than just a new trophy. He was there with his girlfriend, who's 40 years younger than him. So, yikes.
Whoa.
During his set, he was joined by a surprise guest, Dave Grohl, on Easy. I love the songs that Dave Grohl jumped in on. It was this song, because it tends to be... Dave Grohl is obviously a rock guitarist, a rock drummer and guitarist, but more famously known as the drummer of Nirvana. Okay. And being an incredible, he's animal back there. He's insane. I like the idea of him showing his chops, showing what he could do by doing a more mellow song. Carly Simon couldn't make the ceremony, so Sarah Bliles and Olivia Rodrigo performed for her.
Okay, nice.
In addition to the performers, producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were honored by Janet Jackson and Bruce Springsteen inducting, Bruce Springsteen inducting Jimmy Levine. The show lasted more than 5 hours, but a pared down version will be on HBO November 19th.
Okay,
plenty to take in from that one. I don't normally get too into these. This one I will watch. There's too many things. There's too many interesting parts of it to me that I'll definitely catch that one. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I did watch one of the ceremonies, though, or anything. I'm sure I have. I just don't remember. And in local entertainment news, there is an amazing one-woman show coming November 18th and 19th to the Studio Theater for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yes.
It is called All the Ways to Say I Love You. It is a wonderful production being directed by Michael J. Leskowski. And it stars our own Melissa Kay.
Yay!
Yay!
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah, it's coming up.
So humble.
You can hear it in her voice. Fear. Yeah, you heard. I heard it. I was just about to ask you how it's going, Mel, and you just answered it perfectly for us. It actually speaks to how good of an actor you are, because in one just kind of beat, you were able to tell us completely how you're doing, and I think that's very understandable. For those that don't know what this is, a showcase one act plays are. They tend to be not only edgy and different than your normal everyday play on a main stage, but it's all on one person.
Yeah.
You are carrying the show, literally. It's not something that's always the easiest for an actor to take on. I don't care if you crash and burn, Mel, which you won't. I'm proud of you. I'm impressed by you. I've done this, and I did it as a young, crazy person. And I don't know if I'll ever do it again because of, hey, one and done, I'm out.
Right.
Like kind of thing. it's a challenge. What is obviously memorizing lines seems like one of the most, if not the most difficult part. Outside of that, Mel, what have you found difficult about this process, and what have you found rewarding about it?
Well, memorizing the lines, obviously, that's number one task, because you have to. But you also have to be willing to delve a little bit into the psyche of this person and their situation, which in this case is, as you said, it's edgy. It's material that represents real life. You know, it's a situation where a woman is trying to keep her marriage together, and she chooses to go about it in a very unethical way. And it causes her to, like, she thought she was fixing a problem, And instead, she basically broke herself in her life. Mm-hmm. And she goes a little crazy by the end of the show. Mm. And it just, it speaks to the choices that we make in life and how sometimes what we think is a solution is actually just going to cause more problems.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that it's choosing to do something that is questionable or potentially unethical. You know, it comes with those consequences, and then having to live with those consequences.
What have you enjoyed about the process so far?
The challenge. It has definitely been a challenge to memorize 20 solid pages of monologue. But I think I did it.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, I pounded through the last 7 pages, and I'm pretty sure I have them down. I hope I have them down, because my last rehearsal is this Thursday with my director, and he's like, yep, okay, it's just you, no book, no prompting. You're going to struggle through it no matter how ugly it is, no matter how awful. Mm. you gotta struggle through it. And I'm like, yep, thank you. I need that challenge from my director.
What is
So we'll see how that goes on Thursday.
What is the set looking like? Have you gotten even to take a look? Are beyond on the stage yet and get to that part?
Yes, okay. We did on the 30th of October. We met at the theater and did we called it a tech run through, but I mean, it wasn't technically a tech run through because that was really early. But the stage is set. It's simple. It's just a teacher's desk and a chair, a couple of things on the desk, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple set, simple sound design. I think we have 9 sound cues or 9 light cues and 1 sound cue besides, you know, like pre-show music and after-show music, but.
That part feels like a bit of a gift in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it is very simple. And I have a half an hour call time.
Wow.
So it's not like there's a whole lot of prep that has to be done before. And you know, the studio theater is small and intimate. And
yeah.
But yeah, I hope people will come. It is, like you said, an edgier show. And it does, there are some triggers in there that I know they're, that would be difficult for some people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the other take of it too. It's like going to a movie, you know?
Oh yeah.
While it portrays things that happen in real life, this is a character.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do these things.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, yeah. Yeah.
It is acting. So.
And you're darn good at it.
Thanks.
I can promise you, I will be. I don't know if I'll be at the 18th or 19th. I'm leaning towards the 18th. One of those shows, I promise, I will be at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's wonderful, James. It really means a lot for me for you to attend, honestly.
I bought all this fruit to throw at you. It would just go bad if I... No.
Come on. Could it at least been tomatoes?
Well, tomatoes technically are fruit.
True. So, you're right.
If you brought fruit, it could be that tomato.
This again is such an amazing opportunity and for anybody to be able to take in such an interesting and intimate show. Studio Theater hosting All the Ways to Say I Love You, another production from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, mm-hmm. November 18th and 19th. Showtime at 7, Melissa?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I'm not seeing a showtime on this on the webpage here, so I just wanted to double check to make sure.
I'm pretty sure that all the shows start at 7
now. I believe so, yeah.
Across the board with that.
Yeah, you're pretty safe on that one. And before we wrap up our entertainment, I did want to get to the main stage at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Miracle on 34th Street. This incredible production kicks off. Opening night is December 9th. Mm-hmm. You know the synopsis. You know the tale, everybody. But maybe you didn't know that our own Beth Habhager is one of the stars of this show. So as we're getting closer to opening night and everything, Beth, and you join us on Mondays, I do want to pick your brain a little bit as we go along, similar to how we did with Seth with The Odd Couple and that. I know that I'm not alone. I've heard from a number of listeners over the years. They love the behind-the-scenes stories and that kind of thing, how the sausage is made.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it going so far early on in the process?
It's actually going really well. We've gotten the blocking down now, so we're starting to work the scenes to get more of the characterization and the movement flowing, and really it's an eclectic group of actors that we've pulled together. Some of us have been on the stage several times. Others are brand new, have never acted in anything before. Mm-hmm. And so trying to kind of coach them into what it means to act, even doing the basic, this is what upstage is, this is what downstage is, stage left, stage right, some of those basics. And it's neat watching the kids start to get into what they're doing and running around. So it's been a lot of fun, and slowly but surely the sets are starting to come together. So the more that you get to work with the sets and the props and things like that, the more it really feels like it's becoming a reality.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine that working with somebody like Susan, you're not only being encouraged and supported, but also, you know, you have options as far as like trying lines of different delivery, mm-hmm. or that kind of mm-hmm. thing. So I imagine figure some of that out with your co-stars, and just yep. yourself alone is part of the process right now mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah, she's been encouraging us to really think about the lines that we're saying and find creative ways to do that. You know, especially if you have the same word that you're saying over and over and over, say it differently mm-hmm. each time that you say it, if you can. So lots of good coaching.
As much as I love different and weird, I'm not in favor of it if it's just forced, if you're just doing something different to do something different.
Right.
You know, I mean, it should have some energy, some emotion behind it or something. It's one of the things that I love about working with Susan mm-hmm. is a show like Miracle on 34th Street that you've seen 100 times that we know the story of, you're going to get a different take from her.
Right.
And she's only going to cast people that she knows can do that, mm-hmm. can help her do that. And it's a really fun show, a lot of great people, some of our favorite actors are on that in the part of this production. It's going to be a really good show.
It is.
We're looking forward to this one. And again, the Miracle on 34th Street kicks off. Opening night will be December 9th. For this or for the one-woman show, All the Ways to Say I Love You, for either of these shows, be sure to go to wrctheater.org to find out more. That is wrctheater.org. We will take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty more right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Garth. You can stick around if you... Yeah. Oh, he's got to go. Okay. Friend of the show, everybody, Garth Brooks. Thank you so much for that, Garth. It is time to do some celebrating. It is getting to get into Misty's Menu, everybody. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Melissa, you get the day off.
All right.
I'm going to make Beth work over
okay.
here.
Okay.
Beth, give me a one or a two.
A one.
All right. There gives us our qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. We want to wish a very happy birthday to Laura Bennett.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Or otherwise, Laura Bennett, she might go by as well. A friend of my sister's, wonderful human being. She's a good one. She's we're wishing her a great birthday
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
And celebrating their 50th and over 50 years.
Yay.
Lauren and Paula Evenson.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Laura and Paula, Paula, wish you a great one. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. Hope it's a wonderful one mm-hmm. for you. Thank you so much for sharing it with us and letting us celebrate
yes.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to celebrate with more of you out there. Send your birthdays and anniversaries info to info@WFHR.com or James@WFHR. Like our Facebook page and direct message us your birthdays and anniversaries as well.
Mm-hmm.
As we take a look at our celebrity list, first up is some royalty. Lord is 26.
Oh, okay.
She's not really royalty, no. but she, she's a great singer-songwriter.
She is.
She seems like she's been around longer than that, but she's only 26.
Wow.
It feels like she's been around longer, but I know she hasn't been, but let's see here. Adam Devine is 39. Adam Bailey on Modern Family. Adam DeCamp on Workaholics. Bumper Allen in the Pitch Perfect movies.
Hmm.
He's a good character. Not character, a comedic actor. He had a really mm-hmm. good role on Community that he did. He was very good at. I always admire the comedians that seem fearless. He seems
yes.
like one of those. Morgan Spurlock is 52, the documentarian who brought us Super Size Me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, Christopher Knight is 65. Peter Brady.
Oh, wow.
Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Joni Mitchell is 79.
What?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, I don't mean this in a mean way. I mean this actually in a complimentary way. I thought she was older. And not by much, but I thought she was a little, she would have been a little bit older than that. It just speaks to how long she was in the public eye and in the, you know, conscience. How many great hits she had and what a great songwriter she is and continues to be, really. Yeah. Speaking of which, Johnny Rivers is 80 today. Secret Agent Man, Poolside of Town, Sway Into the Music, Slow Dancing. Johnny Rivers got a number of great hits.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at some people no longer with us, like King Kong Bundy, born in this day in 1955, passed away in 2019, 500-pound wrestler who fought Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 2. He was also on The Married with Children. The Married with Children family was named after him. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
The Bundy name came from King Kong Bundy.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's one I don't think a lot of people knew.
No.
I always thought that was... There's an interesting story behind that one. Maybe we'll talk about it on Director's Cut one
of
these days.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Mm.
And Dana Plato, born in 1964, passed away in 1999. Mm-hmm. Kimberly Drummond on Different Strokes. A good actor.
Yeah.
Good actor. And Joe Niekro. Former MLB player, pitcher, 1944 to 2006. On October 26th in 2006, he suffered a brain aneurysm and passed away shortly after that. But Joe Niekro, one of the better pitchers in Major League history.
Yeah.
And one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Laura Bennett and a happy 50th anniversary to Lauren and Paula Evenson. Happy over 50th anniversary, you two.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
Congratulations.
And you guys are our qualifiers from that. And again, want to remind you all, get us these birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We really had a short list today. We could use more.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to spend some more time on this one. So get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR. Morse code, smoke signals, whatever you got to do. Or I guess you could use our Facebook page. It's another easy way to do it. Just direct message us that way. Big shout out to everybody who has sent us birthdays and anniversaries already. We appreciate you. Yeah, we'll get to Melissa's news here. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun with some other interesting topics and conversation. It's Melissa, Beth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Hope you're having a good Monday out there, everyone. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your day, and I think we can make it a little better, everybody.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're having a great start. Things are going good and everything, but how about a free turkey?
Yeah.
Hey.
How about a free turkey, everybody?
Why not?
Let's go ahead and play a little bit of trivia, ladies. And we have been asked to do this with our friends at Quality Foods. They love doing this, and I think we're going to keep doing this. It's going to become we did it last year. I think it's going to be a tradition from now on.
Good.
Doing this kind of thing.
Nice.
We got a chance for you to get a free turkey. This is a 1 to 14 to 18 pound turkey.
Okay.
And all you got to do is get this answer right. And boom, just like that, you become an instant qualifier, and you will be thrown into the hat to possibly win this turkey.
All right.
As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you know, and that does not, this does not, you know, at all interfere or come up with, you can be, qualify for this and the Green Bay giveaway.
Okay.
I had a question from a listener over the weekend about that. Both are, you know, qualify for both.
Yeah.
Right, you know. We hope
they
you win both.
Independent of each other.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So we I want to thank our staff, everybody coming together to come up with all these questions and everything. Great job, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Here's our first question to kick this off. Get ready to call 424-2600 and give us the answer. What food goes great with pie and has a fluffy texture?
Ooh.
I know that according to my dad, you can't have Thanksgiving without this item. I don't know if that's true or not, but according to him. So again, what food goes great with pie and has a fluffy texture? Let's find out if we got an answer. Good morning. What's your answer?
Whipped cream.
Ah, there we go.
Yay.
Yay. Nicely done. Can I get your first name?
Linda,
thank you so much for playing along, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Linda, are you a big whipped cream fan?
I really have ice cream.
Ah, right on. I got my kind of people, Linda. Yes, I agree with you on that one.
Those are the real thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Linda, thank you so much for being our first qualifier. We appreciate that. We're going to get your name in the running, but we got to get a little information from you first. So if you wouldn't mind just hanging on the line, and we'll talk to you more in just a second, okay?
Okay.
Linda, real quick, what town are you calling from?
Nicusa.
All right, Nicusa. We haven't had a Nicusa listener in a while. I'm glad I asked. Oh, that's great. We haven't had a qualifier from Nicusa in a while. That's awesome. Well, good morning to Linda. Good morning to Nicusa. And we got our first qualifier,
Yay.
Buddy.
Yeah. Now, couldn't there have been a different answer as well? Would Cool Whip have qualified?
I would have taken Cool Whip.
There
yeah,
you
if
go,
she had
yeah.
said Cool Whip, or if I wanted, you know, I would have definitely taken that.
Whipped cream, whip topping, Cool
yep.
Whip.
I don't know if this has become clear or not in my 20 years in this area doing radio, but I like to give things
yes.
away. I don't want to stump people. I don't want
technicalities.
Yeah. I'm the guy who, for like Culver's Star of the Day, I'll play a theme song from a TV show where it's in the theme, like it tells you the answer in the theme song.
There you go.
It's fun to have qualifiers. It's fun to give things away. And we got our first one from Linda. Thank you so much for that, Linda. Thank you, everybody else that called in. We had a couple of calls trying to get in. No worries. You got until November 18th.
That's
everybody.
Right.
Monday through Friday we'll be doing this. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk to Linda. We'll come back and have some more fun here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. James, Beth, Melissa here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there. We got some great stuff to get to take you to the top of the hour and have some fun while we do it, too. I wanted to get to this one real quick. Actually, I wanted to start the show with this one, but we had to wait a little bit to get to this. So to all the people at crosswalks who take forever to cross while other people are waiting to make a left, please, you know, goodbye these shoes. A tech startup in Pittsburgh called Shift Robotics is trending thanks to their new battery-powered shoes that will make you walk up to 250 times faster.
What? Really?
They're called Shift Moonwalkers and kind of look like roller skates.
Okay.
But they're designed to let you walk like normal. Basically, you're walking and rolling at the same time, which sounds kind of tough, but they use AI to adapt to the way you walk so you don't trip or fall.
Huh.
You can't drift in them, so they're not like skates or those Heely shoes and the wheels that like little kids wear. The wheels stay locked unless you're walking, so you can go up and down stairs in them, and there's a feature to limit the top speed when you're walking downhill.
That's good.
The downsides are they strap onto your shoes, so they're kind of bulky. By the way, the price tag, $1,400.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
They're available to pre-order on Kickstarter for a little less than that right now, and they'll ship in March. I'm going to kind of show Beth a little bit of the video here, and yes, I understand this is an audio medium, but she's a little better at describing things than I am, I think.
Okay. Yeah, so, it looked like great. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, it's...
They look a little like mini snowshoes.
They remind me of the old roller skates that you had to strap on, those wheel ones.
Yeah, the metal ones.
Yeah, but the wheel, the ball of this is more in the middle of the shoe than it is on each of the corners. So
it looks like, does anybody, I might be dating myself on this one. Does anybody remember gym class and those things we would sit on, the little things we'd sit on and play floor hockey or that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
And people like me with big, gigantic hands, have scars on my knuckles because of those things, rolling our butt on those things all the time.
Yep.
They look like that for your feet.
Yeah, pretty much. I
hated those things. I can generally say I hated those things.
Velcro buckled things over the top.
Yeah, these shoes, they're... I don't think that this is something that is a rare thing. Most people like their shoes to they like the way their shoes look, and that's why they chose those shoes.
Right.
I don't know anybody who's going to choose these for her appearance. I'm not a fashion guru by any means, but these do not look very cool.
In the video, it didn't look like he was going even much faster than anybody else was going with regular shoes on. So it's not like it's going to give you that much of an advantage. And it was weird because when you walk with a heel lead. As soon as he picked up his back foot, then it kind of slid his front foot forward before he put his toe down. And then it would do the same thing with the next one. It was interesting.
Oh, that's why they're called moonwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does feel, it feels a little like, you know what, I don't want to walk. Shoes, you do it.
Yeah.
It feels a little like that to me. Like,
although I do have one of my sons that whenever we're walking somewhere together, I always have to look back and go, come on, catch up. Come on, catch up. Yeah. Come on, yeah. You can move faster than that. Yeah. That's when it would come in handy.
There you go.
I have to say, I thought of this weekend, and I was actually working with my friend Will out in California on a new comedy bit, his routine that he's working on. Mm-hmm. Something kind of came up in the conversation about it, and I haven't really let it go since. We're getting closer and closer to the point where every vehicle is either electronic or at least is mostly run by electronics.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're getting, you know, we got vehicles that parallel park for us, vehicles that drive. We got these big cameras in the mm-hmm. back. But if you get a flat tire, you're changing that the same way you would have in 1930.
It is true.
The same way you would have in 1940 or 50. Like, we have not evolved this. Like, of all the things we've done, we have not made this part easier yet.
Didn't Back to the Future have something like that, though?
Oh, I don't remember, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
I could have sworn there was a scene where a tire went flat and you pressed a button, all of a sudden it reinflated the tire.
I'm saying this in a joking sense, but one part that does bug me a little bit, it does seem worrisome if the reason we have not evolved in that is because, well, what happens to for me and my family and most people that I know growing up, you fix the tire if you get a flat tire. Mm-hmm. I know how to do that and, mm-hmm. you know, all that. But there are people out there that don't.
Right.
And so what do? They call AAA or whatever insurance company mm-hmm. or something like that to do that. I wonder if this hasn't evolved because of that. Because we rely so much on that part of it or something. I don't know. It's just interesting to me, though. Everything about cars, driving, that stuff is evolved. But we haven't really evolved the whole, you know, jacking up your car and changing the tire in the mm-hmm. middle of winter or something like that. Because that's when it happens.
Right.
You never get a flat tire in perfect weather. It's never happened in human history.
Rainstorm.
That not once in human history has it actually or has it happened where you have the time for it.
Right.
Well, if I was going to get a flat tire, this is actually the perfect time. It's a nice day. I actually got nothing to do right now.
It's always when you're in a rush to get someplace.
Oh, yeah. Never fails.
They haven't changed the material. We're still using rubber to make tires. Yeah. Isn't there a different material that could be a little bit more resistant?
Or make us bounce, you know?
Because
what could go wrong, right?
Cars would be like kangaroos going down the road.
I don't know if I like my shoes having AI in them either. I know it seems a little silly, but I'm not sure about how good I feel about that.
You know, and if we're concerned about AI taking over the world, that's easily a way that they could off people.
Watch, this is how it happens. Like, this is how robots take over. All these other things we've been looking at and watching.
Yeah.
We hear this joke often with aliens, like, you know, why aliens haven't come to visit or something. Well, they saw what we're doing down here. Like, why?
Right.
Yeah. You ever remember as a kid when you were trick-or-treating and there was that one house you just avoided? Mm-hmm. You just kind of like, no, I ain't going there.
Not worth it.
Like, it might be a little of that. Are we running into the same problem with AI? Like, artificial intelligence are going to get to a point like, we could take over, but why? Like, right. You know, you guys are kind of,
maybe we'll just be too amusing to them.
That could be that. Oh, if computers are, you know, sentient, conscious, and talking to each other, I guarantee you that's the first things they're doing is ripping on us and making fun of us.
We make it pretty easy.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah. I can't think of a single person I know that would use these shoes.
No.
Okay, me, enter the room.
Yeah.
Really?
I would try them. They look like fun.
They do. They're kind of like
having skates, because you can kind of move with them like mm-hmm. skates, watching people go through like crowded spaces, mm-hmm. other walkers mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. avoid. I think it'd be fun.
I'd be too afraid I'd knock into everybody trying to avoid them.
I'd be afraid that I would immediately feel like I was on a hockey rink and start just floor checking people for no reason. You really don't want to do that. That's not a really good way to go about walking around the streets.
They say that they've made them so that you don't fall down, but watch, I would be the one person that would totally end up on my butt.
isn't that a fear with a lot of these like kind of things, these fringy things, or a little bit like you watch be the first one to do something mm-hmm. like, you know, foolish? Like, it's one thing if a lot of people do it, but to be the first to do it, that part just seems a little like no. I have no interest in that. Okay, so Melissa, you're okay with these, all right? That's cool.
I would try them.
That's cool.
Right,
good on you. Hmm. So we have gotten a number of different things, done a different number of different stories where, you know, a deer walks into a building or, a department store that's closed, a Target, and the electronic door is open and here walks a deer,
right.
That kind of thing. I mentioned last week. Excuse me, the bat running into the house,
right.
And getting that out of the house and all that. My dad has had a struggle with mice for years, in the past year, that he's not winning. He thinks he's winning, but I have to remind him all the time, it's the animal kingdom. There is no winning.
No.
There is tying, and that's it.
Pretty much.
Either tie or lose with the animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there's this. A reptile wrangler was summoned to an Australian home where a resident discovered the cause of a moving microwave was a pair of mating pythons.
Oh!
A moving microwave?
Yeah, the microwave was moving and she couldn't figure out why. It's because a couple of pythons were in there listening to some Isaac Hayes. Let's get Marvin Gaye maybe or something. I don't know. A video posted to Facebook shows Stuart McKenzie of Sunshine Coast Snake Catchers responding to a home in Burbank where a woman discovered two carpet pythons in the throes of passion in her kitchen.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
The snake catching business said the woman noticed her microwave had moved and it looked behind it to, oh, they were behind it.
Okay.
Okay, for the life of me, I could not figure out how they got in this thing. Okay?
Yeah, inside.
I was picturing underneath, but.
Now, snakes are warm blood. They do like warmth.
Yeah.
They do tend to, you know, have that kind of thing. So if they're going to end up somewhere in a kitchen next to the microwave, especially if it was just used or a toaster, something makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, we were able to get there very quickly and relocate the two lovebirds back into their bush where they belong.
Love snakes.
Love snakes, yes. And I think whatever you're imagining in your head of the size of this python, times it by 20.
What?
These things are humongous. Like, there's pythons, and I think majority of people have seen a python before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of you have seen an Australian python before.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, they grow them bigger in Australia.
Well,
okay?
And you think a microwave, it's pretty small, right? It's not the size of an oven. So you would think it was, I was thinking like a younger python, not a full-grown adult python.
Yeah,
but
these things are gigantic. I don't know if I've seen bigger snakes outside of a zoo or something like that. Do you ever think about doing these kind of jobs? Like, not that you would actually do it or anything, but what it is like to do it. I don't think it's an easy gig, obviously. It does seem like, every day is a different day at work.
It's true.
For sure.
I know a lot of people that enjoy that kind of part of it.
Well, a lot of reptiles can be venomous, so you're putting your life on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They're right behind the microwave. So it's a little black microwave, everybody's got in their kitchen or something like that.
Which is right up against a window.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's,
Oh, wow.
Those are not small pythons.
No, those things, they are just gigantic
and not
pythons.
Just lengthwise. Those were some thick pythons back there.
Yeah,
that would make your microwave move.
It would certainly do that.
I really kind of, I actually am kind of curious to know if, was it his choice, the male snake? Was it his choice, the location? We've all been young before, okay? And you get in the throes of passion and everything. You're not exactly waiting to get home sometimes. It happens, all right?
It's a good spot.
I'm not going to judge, but this is a little different. You don't go into another person's home, okay? You don't do that.
No.
That's a little messed up, snakes. It's a little messed
even
up,
if
snakes.
You're a snake.
To be in their defense, it's not like they can knock on the door and ask to come in.
Well, you know, They did get a room. They got a room.
It's true. Nice.
We didn't tell them which room, but they got a room.
This one comes to us from UPI.com, and a shout out to Ben Hooper for their wonderful reporting. This is fun. A one-eared dog named Van Gogh is channeling his namesake by using his tongue to create works of art at a Connecticut rescue.
What?
Van Gogh, a 7-year-old boxer pit bull mix, was rescued from a North Carolina dogfighting ring and had ear injuries so severe it had to be amputated.
Aww.
The happily forever after rescue said. Happily Forever After Rescue.
That's a great name.
It's a really good name. It's a really nicely done name. Jackie Gartner, the founder of the rescue group, said she taught Van Gogh to paint with his tongue by putting paint and canvas into a plastic bag coated with peanut butter.
Okay.
Man, dogs are just, you can get dogs to do anything for peanut butter.
Exactly. Like,
anything.
And this month in particular.
Yeah, right. The rescue held a gallery show for Van Gogh, but only two people came to see the canine's artwork. His paintings have since gone viral online, leading to about 30 of his works being sold for about $40 each to benefit the rescue.
Good.
The rescue said on Facebook that Van Gogh is now receiving adoption interests from all over the world.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're currently working on a potential adoption for our special superstar, so stay tuned.
Aww.
That is really cool. That is a wonderful, wonderful story.
Yes.
One of the things I actually think that some of the most creative fundraiser things come from shelters.
Oh, yeah.
They really seem to. And I love this idea. I hope that more people do stuff like this. We have something really fun that we've been a part of around here. We've gotten to do a number of different things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is time, Beth, for the Great Green Bay giveaway.
Absolutely. There is a prize, 2 tickets to the January 1st game, Packers versus Vikings. Mm-hmm. Yay! Mm-hmm. Club tickets, so you don't even have to be out in the cold of the frozen tundra. Listeners can register at Dropbox locations for your chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. Those individuals will receive a $50 gift card from that business and will become qualifiers for the Green Bay giveaway. Qualifiers will be placed into a hat and one final winner will be selected. Mm-hmm. Now, to register, you can go to the Dropbox locations and they are all open now. They are Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. So registrations are going to close on November 28th. So that's the end of Thanksgiving weekend, that Monday after Thanksgiving weekend. So you have till then. And the winner will be announced on November 30th. One registration per person per location. Mm-hmm. So get to all four places and then you've got four registrations in.
Big shout out to all these businesses hosting these for us. We appreciate them. We mm-hmm. encourage you to buy local, support local, and get in on this. It is not very often that we can do something like this and guarantee you it's going to be an entertaining game.
Right.
It's going to be an interesting game.
Right.
You put division rivals against each other, the fight for first place in the NFC North. Winning the NFC North is pretty much your only guarantee to get into the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to get a second team out of the NFC North with the way the East looks and some other teams. So this is, I mean, there is more on the line here than has been in a while for these two teams.
Yes.
When they meet this late in the season. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good one. I mean, you can almost guarantee it. And we've got plenty of time to plan this out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Big shout out to everybody that made this happen. Get to any of those businesses. Get your name in that Dropbox and be our possible winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll take a break. When we come back, the kitchen's open with Beth and Melissa here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.